Good morning, Bus One gamers. It is Thursday, time for a new episode of Bus One. However, our editors don't have one ready quite yet. We were out of town over this past weekend watching the Purdue Boilermakers in their first Final Four appearance in a few decades. So unfortunately, they couldn't take home the national title, and we're pretty bummed about that. So we decided to take a week off from editing. But in the meantime, we do have an oldie but a goodie. It's episode 23, Trains, brought to you by Sam. This is some Trains trivia to honor our Boilermakers and to instill in you some love for Trains as much as Sam has his love for Trains. So we'll see you next week with a brand new episode, but until then, here's episode 23, Trains. And by the way, no audience question this week, so don't say I didn't warn you. Bye.
Welcome aboard Train 1. We're riding the rails to Trainer, Pennsylvania, and we've got some time to kill. Let's play some trivia. Rail fans, introduce yourselves.
I'm John, and I was told that this wasn't the train episode.
I'm Joe, and I've been on a train.
I'm Alec. What's a train?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Well, you'll find out. Okay, so, not surprisingly, the topic for this week is trains. And yes, I did just lie to John about this about an hour ago.
I'm distraught. This is going to be...
Well...
It's going to be a banger. Let's get going.
I'm excited.
We'll see how well you know your bullet train.
I've been on a bullet train before.
Okay.
That's my one credential for this show.
Yes. Okay, the rules for this round are as follows. There are going to be three progressively more difficult levels, each consisting of five questions. Level 1 questions are worth 1 point, level 2 questions are worth 2 points, and so on. Since the 2-century-long history of trains is filled with a seemingly inordinate amount of information, for particularly difficult questions, I will give multiple choice options. However, if a player is able to guess the correct answer before the options are read, they will receive double the point value for that question. Please keep track of your own points. John. There will also be a single challenge question in the game where I will give a fake answer to the question. Once per game, each player can challenge what I say is the correct answer. If a player correctly challenges the fake answer, they are awarded 3 points. But if they incorrectly challenge a correct answer, they lose 3 points. Multiple players can challenge the same question. Whoever buzzes in first and answers correctly gets the points. Okay. With that out of the way, let's start the game.
Hey, can we Google?
No, you can't. I should have said that. No, you cannot Google, John.
Mozilla Firefox.
You cannot Google or Bing or any of those.
What if I have
I'm in my villain era, so I'm
can
leaning into
bang?
It.
Okay.
Can you bang?
Duck, duck, go.
Well, before, just a question. So if we guess before you finish saying, we get double points?
No. If it's a multiple choice question, I will let you know.
Okay,
and if you know
it.
The answer before I read the options, you'll get double the points.
Got it. Cool.
But that's only for like hard ones. So,
yeah.
Okay. But these are pretty easy.
Only for, like,
okay.
I'm scared once.
Are we using a buzzer today?
Yes.
Sweet.
So, buzzing. Here we go. Question 1. Which city was the first to build an underground railway? Okay. I see Joe as the first one to buzz in.
Was it perchance London with the Metropolitan Railway?
That is correct. It was London with the Metro opening in 1863 and still operating to this day.
Throwback to the Circles episode, if you've not seen the Circles
there
episode.
There we go. Shout out to Circles and... Oh, God.
Deep cut.
And West Virginia's independence from Virginia, I guess.
I don't think Cooper ever forgave
All right.
me for that.
Alrighty, question 2. This is a multiple choice question. Which is the largest railroad company in the U.S.? This is by both length of network and by revenue. Does anyone have any guesses before I read the options? There are no penalties for a wrong guess. Okay, John?
Is it Amtrak?
It is not Amtrak.
It's not Amtrak.
Joe, Alec, do you guys have any guesses before I read the options?
Oh, there's options? I would like to hear the options.
Okay. Okay, here we go. So the options are A, Norfolk Southern, B, BNSF, C, Union Pacific, D, Amtrak, which John already eliminated, and E, CSX. Okay, Joe was the first to buzz in.
I had it in my mind that it was something SF, so I think it might... Once I heard BNSF, I think that's the one I'm going to go with.
That is correct. Joe is absolutely killing it. BNS.
Is this episode just going to be a bunch of acronyms that I don't know?
Yes, it is BNSF with 32,500 miles of track and $29 billion in revenue in 2020. John, fun fact, Amtrak only owns 623 miles of track. The rest of their trains run on freight train rails. So,
I've just been fed Amtrak propaganda, I guess.
Anyway.
Well, okay. Most train tracks people can't ride on, right? So...
That, not with that attitude. That is a lack of spirit there.
Just wait till we get to the people riding John on train tracks question.
Yeah, John just putting on some roller skates and like sliding down the train tracks.
There you go.
Isn't there a musical about that?
We do not encourage Xanadu? This behavior.
No, there's a musical what is it? Something Express.
The Starlight Express. It's Andrew Lloyd Webber, and we don't talk about it.
And Tom Hanks plays Santa Claus.
Everyone. He plays everyone.
All right, here we go. Question three. Which country was the first to build and operate a railway built specifically for high-speed trains? Okay, John?
It's Japan.
That is correct.
I knew Come you'd on. Get that one. I knew that.
I've been there. Yes, so, I wrote on that.
So Japan in 1964 with the well-known Shinkansen or bullet train, which operated at 130 miles per hour, still operates to this day, but now at 200 miles per hour. All right. Wow. Clear those buzzers. Question four. This is a multiple choice question. One of my personal favorite locomotives, the General Electric Genesis P42 DC, which is used in passenger service on New Jersey Transit, Amtrak, Metro North Railroad, and Via Rail in Canada, was designed by famed Chilean designer Cesar Vergara. Notably, it was one of the very first locomotives to employ a monocoque design. What does this mean? Does anyone have a guess before I read the options?
Monocoque.
Sure, why not? I'd like to. Okay. Why not? Does it mean that it only has like one engine, like one cockpit?
Okay. I don't want to reveal that. Joe?
I have an answer, but it's wrong, so I'm going to wait.
Okay. And Alec, do you have a guess?
Okay, monocoque.
Do you want me to spell that for you?
Yes.
It's M-O-N-O.
I don't need you to, but I want you to.
Yes. It's M-O-N-O-C-O-Q-U-E.
Ooh. Unfortunate.
Is that monocoque way?
If you just want to wait for the multiple choice options, you can.
I gotta,
Joe, you're British. You know that that's silent.
I have no chance of getting any points unless I risk it. So I'm gonna say,
just do it.
They only have like one lever in the engine place.
My whole job here is to pull this one lever, and that's it.
And it's the whistle.
They don't have like 10,000 different levers. They just have one.
They just have one. Okay. Well, I'm not gonna. Those are not really close, so let's go ahead and go on to the options. Option A, it has only one pair of trucks. B, it contains only one diesel generator. C, it utilizes a one-piece shell design for structural rigidity. Or D, it is designed for operation in only one direction. Okay, I see John as the first to buzz in.
I'm going
to
go with the structural rigidity one.
That is correct. Yes.
It fell right. That and I saw Joe also like go, oh, that sounds like the one over the call. And I was just like, I'm going to rip this out of Joe's cold dead hands.
So, yeah. So, it utilizes a single shell design where it gets its structural rigidity from the shell itself, which makes it lighter. But in a wreck, it's more difficult to repair, obviously, because you have to replace the whole shell. And as a result of this, Amtrak has been bolting nose cones on the front of their units. So, if they crash into a car at a grade crossing, it doesn't damage the unit itself. So,
and let's be frank. Amtrak crashes are often.
Yeah, because we're worried about the train.
Well,
we're worried about the train in that situation.
The train is the important part. That's the investment.
It is, right. People, yeah. Okay, let's clear those buzzers. There we go. Okay, question five. This is the last one for this round. In 1970, President Richard Nixon signed the Rail Passenger Service Act into law. This act created the National Railroad Passenger Corporation, or NRPC, that would receive taxpayer funding and assume operation of inner-city passenger trains. What is the better-known name for this corporation that is still in operation today? Okay, I see Joe as the first.
Is it Amtrak?
That's correct. Good job, Joe.
I'm gonna really? Do so bad later. It's gonna catch up with
Joe
me.
Joe is absolutely killing it. All right, John, let's get an update on points.
All right, Alec is at 0. I'm at 2, and Joe is at 3. It's impressive that we've gotten all of the points so far, because I have no idea what's going on.
Well, let's see if Alec can get off the ground here.
Yeah, thanks.
It's the
everyone.
Train episode. You're not supposed to get off the ground.
I knew multiple of those, and I just didn't buzz in fast enough.
Well, get those buzzer fingers ready. Okay, here we go. Level 2. These questions are worth 2 points apiece. Question 6. In what year did the number of miles of railroad track in the U.S. hit its peak? I'm just saying the closest is correct on this one. And you get a 1 point bonus if you can guess the number of miles to the nearest 50,000. So I'm being very generous here.
To the
okay,
nearest
Alec
50,
is first.
000. Okay, the year it was 1947. And the okay. number of miles, I'm going to go with 700,000.
Okay.
Why are you laughing at me?
My poker face is really bad. Okay,
I have
so,
no concept of
1,700,000 miles. Okay, Joe, you're next.
I think I'm going to be laughed at too because I'm thinking 1923, and okay. I was going to say 970,000 miles.
Okay. And John,
we're all so
all
stupid.
Right, I'm so dumb with trains. 1910, and Joe, what was your answer so I can stay away from yours?
19
like so I can like keep
Joe's
your
970,000.
I'm glad you remember because I don't.
I'll try to sit in the middle and I'll say like 850,000.
Okay. So, the answer, I'm going to give the points to John for the year, because the year was 1916. He was only 6 years off.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you were
7 years off,
Joe.
What did I say?
You said 1923.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I love arguing math on this show. It's such great listening content.
Math moment.
And then I'm not going to give anyone the point for the miles, because it was 250,000 miles of track. So
okay,
you all were like more than
okay.
Double.
We read you laughing at Alec wrong. Then.
Here's why I went so high, because you said we would get it from the nearest 50,000. That's a that's a 20% buffer you gave us.
Well, I was hoping that someone would guess actually 250,000, because like it's 700,000 is like
when you
too
said
much.
That's like the increment. I think it's got to be a lot bigger than that.
Did you not learn
well,
about this in
Sam,
elementary school?
I have
school?
Absolutely no concept of how many like miles of road we have in this country.
Well, I
as
don't
opposed
know that.
At least 10.
I'm an expert here.
At least 10. Between 10 and a million, I guess. I don't
might
know.
Might be more than a million. I don't know.
Okay, well, I feel bad looking at Alec, so I'm going to give him the points, even though he was almost triple the correct answer.
You're giving Alec a closest. Point because you feel bad?
You mean,
how many yes, points
he looked
is that?
At me and
one.
Felt sorry.
So
for the,
Alec
for the listeners
one.
At home, I was doing the thing with the fingers.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Alec does look pitiful. I can vouch
beautiful.
For that.
And I want everyone to have a fun experience with trains. So we're gonna give Alec a point so he feels better.
Aww.
We're spreading the wealth for trains.
We're
thanks trains.
Okay.
Choo choo.
Question 7. What major U.S. historical event in 1863 helped to significantly publicize George Pullman's passenger cars and, by extension, passenger train travel? Joe?
Was it when the two met in Utah, the Pacific Railroad and the other one from
other
the
one.
East, when they met
to form the Transcontinental Railroad you're talking
when they,
about?
When
yes.
they kissed.
When they kissed. Remember when they kissed in 1863?
What if that we is not correct
in
Joe.
Utah
in 1863. I think the answer is you get burned at the stake, but I'm not sure.
Okay, Alec, you're up next.
My guess is the Civil War, because they had to bus a lot of soldiers around.
That is incorrect.
Darn.
John?
My guess was going to be the Civil War stopped. The non-Civil War.
The in 1863.
The absence of sick. I don't know.
Okay,
Joe,
I will say
I don't know what's going on
I will
here.
Say that Alec and John are the closest. If anyone wants to take
if we
another stab
with
at
our
it.
Trivia answers.
Alec
slavery?
Oh, wait! I might have an idea, actually.
Okay, John, you're up next. It's not slavery, Alec, unfortunately.
Was it due to, like, the secession crisis, where states started leaving the Union and everyone's just like, I need to go home.
No.
I can't be where I'm at right now, so I have to go back to my state.
Oh, no. I've got it. Let me go again.
No.
Well, Joe has another chance.
Joe's here. Let Joe be here.
I am going to say Abraham Lincoln traveling around the Union.
I've got it. If that's not it.
Go ahead.
Gold Rush.
No.
Okay. Dang it!
I'm going to go ahead and give the points to Joe, because Joe said Abraham Lincoln traveling around, which I guess he kind of was doing that here. It was the assassination of Abraham Lincoln.
In 1863?
I thought that was after that. Dang.
That was 1865. People- That's the fake answer I challenged right now. I'm challenging.
Wait.
I'll do that too. I have points to challenge.
Wait a sec.
Actually.
My research might be wrong here, because that definitely was not
the
challenge.
I thought he died later than that.
He did. He died.
I wish I could Google about it.
He died. Well, he was shot on my birthday. Okay, I guess I just doxed myself, but he was shot on my birthday and died the day after.
I doxed myself with my birthday that I share with millions of people.
Okay, everyone, send a bunch of gifts to Joe on his birthday as a prank.
Okay, so the story behind this is, after Lincoln's death, a Pullman car was used as part of the cortege that traveled through the Midwest while returning his body to Illinois, which resulted in huge publicity for the passenger cars. A cool fun fact is that when Pullman died in 1897, his replacement as head of his passenger car company was none other than Robert Todd Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln's eldest son.
Cool, but it was still 1865.
Yes,
yeah,
I apologize.
Did you admit that you were wrong about the date?
Yes, I don't know why I typed 1863. Now, in retrospect, okay. I realized that was not correct and led you guys astray.
I introspected.
I respect your correction live on the air.
Thank you.
There we go.
Okay. Question 8. An engineer that designed the original body of Japan's bullet train also designed what infamous piece of military equipment for the Japanese during World War II? Okay, Alec?
I'm going to say, I don't know the name of it, but I'm going to say, like, the kamikaze planes.
That is correct.
Wow.
It was specifically the Yokosuka MXY-7 Oka. The engineer.
Here we are with the acronyms John doesn't know anymore.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
I'm just saying it so I can, you know. But I'll give Alec the 2 points for that. The engineer, who reportedly felt bad about how his design had been used, as a result of that, he designed the legendary bullet train. And fun fact, I just told this to John earlier, to this day, there have been 0 accident-related fatalities on the bullet train for its entire 58-year history. So.
Wow.
It has an unblemished safety
that.
Record.
Accident related?
yes.
Well, one of those, I remember this from the story Sam was telling me, one of those was a guy who lit himself on fire after killing 2 other passengers on the bullet train, which we can't really blame on the bullet train now,
no.
Can we?
He committed suicide by lighting himself on fire, which the fire killed 2 other people.
The fire killed 2 other people on accident. That's accident
related.
No, accident on the train. Whatever.
That was an accident that was on the train.
It's impressive. How can they stop that? Okay.
But I bet they didn't advertise that.
No one's died on this train except for that suicide fire guy.
We don't talk about him.
Okay, I guess I should have said train accident related. I apologize. But yes,
0
train accident related fatalities. Yes. Yes, correct.
It's just too fast. It goes right through it. It, like, phases through.
Right. Okay, question 9. This is a multiple choice question. If I were to say that a train has a mixed consist, this would indicate that it contains both freight cars and what? Okay.
Oh, I missed it because it's clear.
Okay, so it has freight cars, which I understand to be, like, they're transporting, like, goods. So does that mean it also...
Cars with freight in them.
It also has passenger cars.
Good job, Alec. That is correct. So freight cars and passenger cars create a mixed consist. A great example of this is Amtrak's auto train, which travels between Virginia and Florida, where passengers can take their own vehicle with them on the journey.
The worst part about this whole thing is that Alec got 4 points for this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part, especially since John has how many points?
1 second. I'm too busy tallying your 4 points.
I only have
4 points.
It was a good answer. Okay. We've got 1 question left this round. Here we go. Question 10. This is going to use Price is Right rules. In 2021, how many fatalities occurred at U.S. railroad crossings?
In 2021.
Okay, Joe?
So this is just like at the crossings, right? Not like because... Not like trains that fall off.
Stuff like that.
No fire, okay. People.
Right. Not trains falling off at railroad crossings.
Okay, cool. I am going to say that is a solid 68.
Okay. We've got John next.
I was going to go a little bit higher and say 200.
Okay. And then Alec?
This is in the US, right?
Just in the US, yes.
I'm going to say 100.
100? Okay, the answer is 237, so I'm going to give that one to John.
That was pretty good.
This represents a 21% increase from 2020. There were also 653 injuries and a total of 2,131 collisions. And now, since we're at the end of round two...
I have a question.
Yes, okay, Joe.
Just let wondering, 20...
Process.
I have to think about this.
Nobody did anything in 2020, so like, there wouldn't be that this many 20... people that died.
This was 2021.
Yeah, I know, but you said it's an increase from 2020, which isn't that impressive, considering nobody went anywhere.
What was it in 2019?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's actually been going up for like the last 10 years.
Oh, even that's in 2020. Unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
So, but anyway... But darn. It still represents a huge decrease as a result of safety efforts. Now, since we're at the end of round two, this gives us an awesome opportunity to speak about our sponsor. It is very important to give trains the right of way. The average freight train going 60 miles per hour takes... I can't laugh while saying this, John's face. I'm sorry.
I'll look away. I'll be over here if you need me.
Okay. It is very important to give trains the right of way. The average freight train going 60 miles per hour takes more than a mile to stop. Look, listen, live, and learn more at OperationLifesaver.org.
That's like live, laugh, love, but not.
Well,
did you just give us an actual sponsor?
Yes, I did. Aww. Very important. Their mission is very important to reduce crossing-related fatalities in the U.S. I very highly suggest you check them out.
This has dumb ways to die energy.
It does. Stay safe.
Driving into an unmarked railroad crossing.
That video is sponsored by whatever.
You're right.
National City Rail train. Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Richard Nixon's Amtrak or whatever.
So many. All right,
John. Let's get an update on points here.
All right, 1 second. I have to do math because I had to roll away so Sam could read an ad. Whoever's editing, can we get like that? We had some like nice bossa nova music last time I did like a John Does Math segment that I've missed deeply. Bring that back.
We'll hey, I'm back very up. Good. I'm very good at singing the musical numbers if we want to do that.
Yeah, give it a go.
I don't know what give this us a music try. Sounds like. just add your numbers. This is John and he's doing math. Okay. And we're going.
Joe, I'm going to free you from this.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bringing up the tail end, Joe has 5. I came back around with 6, and Alec is currently narrowly in the lead with 7.
I have 7.
Man, that double points question really 7. Saved you.
Ooh. The double points question when you were like, what other kind of train car do I know?
That was double points?
Yeah, because you got it before
it was apparently
you got
multiple choices.
Oh, cool. Thanks, everybody. All right.
I gotta talk to our question editor.
Okay, so now we're on to level 3. These are each worth 3 points. This is time for the hard ones. Question 11. You're in a rail yard when all of a sudden a railroad employee yells that you're in the foul. What does he mean? Okay, I see John buzzed in first.
I'm too close to the track.
I'll give that to you. It means technically that closer? You're... Huh?
Can we not keep guessing and see if we can get closer? Well, it's Alec first.
Well, okay, go ahead, Alec. John's was pretty close.
Are you standing in that little gravelly area?
Okay, that's called the ballast.
Okay.
But, so okay.
That's different
that's
than the
foul. That's kind of close, too.
That's also you're standing too close to the track.
Okay, Joe?
My guess is you're in, like, you can't be seen in a line of sight. Like, you're in the blind zone.
But then how does he know that you're there? How
exactly.
does he know to yell at you?
Well, it's... Oh.
Telepathy.
Does he just do that every 5 minutes anyway?
Maybe he has like a
in
reverse
case
camera.
Anyone's out there, you're in the foul.
Move!
Maybe he has a reverse camera.
Okay. So I'm going to give the 3 points to John here. The technical term means that you're standing close enough to the track to be hit by a passing train.
Okay.
This is usually defined as standing
close to the track.
Yeah. This is usually defined as standing within 4 feet of the nearest rail, since trains overhang the rails on each side by approximately 4 feet. So, good job, John.
So if you're standing 5 feet away, they're like, "You're good. Don't worry about it."
Joe, do that math right now. Do it.
Well, I was
do
just going to say, for those Canadian neighbors, in the foul also can mean you're in a flock of geese.
Or that you just ripped a stinky tooth.
Yeah, that too.
You know, when you're in a rail yard and you rip a stinky tooth.
It happens to
you
all
can't
of us.
Fart here. Rip ass elsewhere.
Okay. It's very dangerous to railroad safety. Okay.
You can find out more about that at the website Sam mentioned earlier.
Stop, live, laugh, love.
Amtrak.com/stinky2.
Stinky two.
All right. Okay, here we go. Question 12. This is a multiple choice one. The 1993 Big Bayou Cannot accident was the second worst rail accident in U.S. history, resulting in 47 deaths and 103 injuries among the Amtrak train's passengers. What deformed the rails that caused the train to derail into the bayou?
When was this?
This was in 1993. This is the worst accident in modern American history in terms of deaths. Okay. I see Alec first.
Don't laugh.
Don't say a stinky tune.
Don't you don't you dare fucking laugh at this comedy podcast.
If anyone laughs at this, alligator.
You think an alligator could derail an Amtrak train?
Have you ever seen an alligator, Sam?
You said the bayou.
Yes, okay, there were alligators there, but unfortunately that is not correct. Joe?
Unfortunately.
Or sorry, John was next.
That's me, but thanks. Was it hurricane-related soil erosion?
No. Okay, Joe?
That was going to be my guess. I'm going to...
That's what I know down there, crocodiles and hurricanes, right?
No, I said alligator. You could try crocodile.
give crocodile a shot.
Give the choices.
There's choices.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's choices. I forgot about the choices. Can we unbuzz? Well,
no, it's my turn next.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, not how that's worked this episode.
No, I cleared it. Once I read the choices, it resets. Okay, here we go.
All right, okay.
Bill Clinton's
the
election.
The options are a passing barge colliding with the bridge. B, shelling, which is the internal wearing of rails from the inside out. C, intentional sabotage. D, heat expansion. Or E, rotten wooden railroad ties. Okay, I see Joe first.
Well, it's Louisiana, so it's hot and humid, so I'm going to guess that the wood rotted.
That is not correct. Also, it was in Alabama, but okay.
They're not allowed to have a bayou.
I threw you off with alligator.
John is next.
I'm going to say, since this was like the most complicated, the barge hit the bridge.
That is incorrect.
And then knocked everything. Ugh.
Sorry. Okay, Alec?
Okay, I guess this is my final shot. I'm gonna say the...
Crocodile. The crocodile's still out there.
It wasn't a choice. I'm going to say the boringest one, which is thermal expansion.
That is not correct.
Darn!
Is it intentional sabotage? This was intentional sabotage?
Yes, it was intentional sabotage.
Oh my God.
A teenage boy named Joseph Boardman...
Crocodile.
Yes, a teenage boy named Joseph Boardman cut the rail and then rewired a switch so the signal that has a current running through the rail that would normally turn red if the rail's disconnected, rewired it so that the signal would stay green, and the train 70 miles an hour went right into the cut piece of track and derailed into the bayou.
Yikes. Yep.
Was he like in prison?
Was he charged
yes.
with
forever?
Like 1,000 counts of murder or whatever?
I'm not sure specifically what he was charged with, but.
Little do our contestants know that this was the fake answer. Looks like they were fooled this time.
Okay.
He was also known as the alligator.
Okay, but he didn't derail it with his body.
Alligator.
I did say alligator did it with his body.
Oh,
intentionally
sabotaged
by an alligator.
Okay. I thought you meant like the alligator crawled onto the track, train hit it, and derailed. And I'm like,
no, just like various alligator related deformities.
It was like gnawing on the rail. Yeah. That's what I was imagining.
Okay. All right.
I'll let it
fun
go.
Fun fact.
Moving on.
Fun fact here. Amtrak's fatality rate is approximately 0.15 per billion passenger miles. For context, this figure is a whopping 7.3 per billion for cars, but it's only 0.07 per billion for airlines. So you could say Amtrak is around twice as dangerous as airlines in terms of billion passenger miles. There you go.
More prone to teenage boy sabotage.
Yes, sabotage. Question 13. In which country is the longest perfectly straight section of railroad track located? It is almost 300 miles long. Alec?
The Soviet Union, aka Russia.
That is not correct. Good guess, though.
Okay.
John?
I'm going to say India.
That is also incorrect. Joe?
I'm torn between Canada or the U.S., because I know they have a long railroad, and we learned about the effect of the Coriolis force on that. I'm going to guess Canada.
That is also incorrect. Okay, at this point, it's a free-for-all. Just throw out countries that you
US.
Think it might
be. United States, Chile, Argentina, China.
The U.K.
I'm just going to keep naming countries Australia. Until someone stops me.
New Zealand.
Yes, Alec got it.
I got it?
Australia. Oh.
Australia.
Is it in
Joe,
the yes.
There's
the
not 300 miles in the UK for that.
Yes, there is.
What, up and down?
I don't know. It's a roller coaster.
Up and down.
Give me those okay. three Aussie points, John.
I got you, bud.
Yes, so it's part of the Trans-Australian Railway, and for 297 miles, it's completely arrow straight and not deviating whatsoever. It can even be seen from space, and according to former astronaut Andy Thomas, it was like a very fine line, like someone had drawn a very fine pencil line across the desert.
So if it's straight, that means the Earth is flat, right?
It has to.
Well, yeah. I think it curves.
It just kind of like balances.
Yes, the Earth is flat.
There we go.
Confirmed. Okay.
We figured it out.
We need logical consistency on this podcast.
All right.
The Earth is flat, and then that is on top of four elephants, and then that is on top of a giant turtle. We all know this to be true. Onwards.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
Okay.
Good one, Joe.
Question 14.
I can't believe Thomas Jefferson just wrote Live, Laugh, Love, and we were all like, yeah, Joe, exactly.
Wait, Live, Laugh, Love, that's the train slogan again.
Look, listen, live. Yeah.
Click it or tick it.
Okay, question 14. What percentage of freight cargo worldwide is transported by train at some point in its journey? This is Price is Right rules. Okay, Joe?
I'm going to say that's a solid 79%.
Okay. John?
67%.
Okay. Alec?
80%.
Oh.
That's the easiest decision ever.
Well, not until you hear the answer.
Did we all go, we all overshot it?
So the answer is 40%.
Oh, so
we all lose.
Well, Price is Right rules, we don't get that.
Wait, I would like to have another guess.
Yeah, so no one gets those points. That was kind
I'm of so glad that Alec didn't get that, or else I would have had to have driven out all the way to his undisclosed location.
All the way here.
Yeah. All the way there.
All the way to
Or you could
there.
Hop on Amtrak.
I could.
Amtrak.com/stinky2.
All aboard. All aboard. Anyway. All right. We've reached our final question.
Woo-hoo. Oh no.
Question 15. U.S. railroads run on what is known as standard gauge track. What is the distance in inches between the rails for this gauge of track? Closest wins. Okay, Joe?
Oh, so I believe it's 4'6". So four
inches, Joe. Inches.
Yeah, I know. 4 times 12 is...
48
plus I said 6, so that is 54. Quick fast math.
Okay, so Joe says 54. John?
All right, I'll say a flat 50.
Okay, and Alec?
Okay, I do know that this width comes from the same width of like a horse carriage
because when they made the standard width, it was from in like the in the, you know, Europe somewhere, and they just put the tracks right on top of like the rivets from people's horse carriages. Not that I know what that width is.
That doesn't help you at all.
Not about what the
but
width
you know the history.
How wide do you think a horse is?
What so did you Joe say, said John? 54, and John said 50.
How wide do you
50.
Think a horse is? Oh, I said 50 inches.
Okay. You guys sound pretty close. I don't know. I'm going to say...
Say 52, split the difference.
52.
Okay, Joe gets the points here. The answer is 56.5.
Ooh.
4 foot eight Ooh. And a half.
8.5, okay.
You were really close.
And
I knew it was up there.
Very impressive, Joe. Fun fact, Alec kind of stole this fun fact. This distance is derived from the original specification for an Imperial Roman army war chariot. In the end, wagons maintained this Roman specification until wagon building tools were eventually used to construct the first standard gauge railroads in England. Since the first American railroads were built by English expatriates, this gauge has been the standard since American railroads began. So, 4 foot 8.5 inches.
So, just a question, are narrow gauge trains, are they consistent? Are they a certain amount as well? Or does that just mean
yes,
they're narrower
they would be less.
Than standard? Okay. Yeah. But it's a standardized number as well.
They're skinny.
Yes.
They're skinny.
Skinny Legends narrow gauge trains.
Okay. So, John, would you like to reveal the results?
Of course. Nothing has changed, really. So, Joe is now at 8, I am at 9, and Alec is at 10.
Wow. Okay, now... Does anyone have a guess as to what the challenge question was? You know it's not the Abraham Lincoln one because that was just my research mistake.
Can I get 3 points but for that?
It could be that? Any of... No, everyone did, Joe.
I caught it first. I buzzed in first.
But it could be,
Abraham
any of the
Lincoln.
Questions.
Can we hear Squeaky Sam with the answers?
Like we always do.
I like Squeaky Sam.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Dun, yes, dun, okay. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Is this what you wanted? Is this entertaining? You fools.
Okay, so with all that in mind, go ahead and I guess you can buzz in if you have a guess for what the challenge question was. Okay, Joe?
I'd like to challenge the... penultimate one, which was the cargo one that was low.
The mixed consist?
No, the one that was what
the
percentage
40%.
Of, yeah, that one.
Yeah, how much cargo has been taken on trains?
No, that is correct.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, I mean, truckers have to make money somehow, Joe.
Right. Okay, John.
All right. Gosh, I never like challenging things. I'm going to say that you're wrong about the longest straight segment of track. There's just so much room
that's
in Siberia for a straight
well.
Track.
Nope, it's Australia.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to win either way now, right?
Yeah, you win this.
So I'll try. Was it the train murder guy? Was it not actually intentional?
It was actually an alligator.
That is correct, Alec. That was the challenge question.
That's it?
Yes, uh-huh. It was not intentional
was
sabotage.
Was it the boat hitting the bar? Like, the barge hitting the bridge?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Joseph Boardman actually did... Sorry, John, because you did get that right. So, Joseph Boardman actually did sabotage a different Amtrak train. It didn't kill that many people. But, yes, it was the tugboat Mavilla collided with the bridge. It got lost in the fog. Hit the bridge. It had originally been built as a swing bridge, and that dislodged the swinging part of the bridge. And... the train hit the dislodged section and derailed into the bayou.
Oh,
but the deaths wow. and injuries are correct at 47 and 103. But Alec gets the 3 points. Yay!
I'm so happy. I have not won before.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say, Alec, is this your first win?
I'm pretty sure.
That's impressive. How have we gone this long?
I don't know. I've been on a lot.
You're now officially a train spotter.
There you go. You are. You get your train spotter badge.
I need one of those GoPro fisheye GoPros on my face.
Okay. Oh,
the
Francis
one that like gives you that horrible. I love that you know his name.
Yeah.
You're familiar enough with this man's work
Francis
that you know
Bourgeois.
Francis Bourgeois.
Who doesn't know Francis Bourgeois?
I mean, I'm familiar with his work.
Okay.
Sorry, I threw out my scorecard in disgust. I had to wheel away.
I would be disgusted, John, because you did get the right answer on that one.
I got it right! It's whatever.
That's the worst.
I felt it in my soul, and instead I like let Trans-Siberian Orchestra delude me.
Well, folks, it looks like we've rolled into the station, so that's all the time we have. Thanks for riding Train 1, and we'll see you next week.
Choo-choo. Toot-toot.
I guess trains do roll that day.